This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With their slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company for Songs of the Soul, a dance performance on April 18th and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. With a dynamic mix of dance styles and beautiful artistry and storytelling, this dance production reflects on the lived experiences that shape us and expresses gratitude for the things we have overcome. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by this bold city caliber performance. Get your tickets today at communedancecompany.simpletix.com. Tickets are $20 and kids tickets are available at $12.50. We hope to see you there.
Country fans, are you ready?
Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m.
The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews
live in concert.
Get ready for the signature low-sung twang and powerhouse performance
featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again.
The show is going to sell out fast,
so grab your tickets today.
Just $40 plus fees.
Make a night of this incredible country event
and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
But was the undersecretary, one of four undersecretaries, not counting the administrator, that ran the entire Department of Homeland Security. When Homeland Security stood up on March 3, 2002, I think 180,000 employees, I forget exactly what the total budget was, but I want to say it was 20 billion or something. And that's not counting the money that we're spending in New York or in the Pentagon or anywhere else. But, and it's just grown exponentially since then. So when I'm telling you that this is the complete addition and I'm not cheerleading for either side, it's because I have dealt with these yahoos that are causing people. I heard on the news this morning driving in to the studio. that at Baltimore, BWI Airport, outside Baltimore, the wait times there were 3 or 4 hours. Then I saw somebody text from LAX that there weren't any wait times in LAX. And, of course, the person texting or the person posting on X about LAX was claiming, well, see, we don't need ICE. No, you can't compare LAX to BWI any more than you can compare Denver International to Dulles International. Every airport is different. It has its own flow. It has its own, you know, busy times and quiet times. And the staffing is different. The staffing, I'm speaking specifically about TSA. It's different at every airport because the employment pool that you draw from is entirely different. Atlanta Hartsfield pulls from a different employment pool than Dallas-Fort Worth does. So you're going to have different levels of people calling out sick or unable to stretch their paychecks between getting paid, and so you'll have different kind of work stoppages at different airports. They're not all the same. But here's a number I want to start with. 42. That's how many days the Department of Homeland Security was operating without, well, in fact, still is, technically, operating without a funding appropriation before this week. 42 days in which, and remember, I'm not a supporter of the Transportation Security Agency. I think it should be dismantled, done away with, and I think airport security should be as it was prior to 9/11. It should be handled by private security firms hired and accountable to the airlines and the airports, government. If you want to talk about accountability, look at the massive amount of fraud going on in this country. Where's the accountability there? Well, the same is true with TSA because they're not accountable any more than all the money we spend on Medicaid or any sort of social welfare programs. I want security at the airport held accountable by the people who have the most to lose, the airlines, the airports, and the passengers. More than 480 TSA employees simply quit, gone, because they couldn't afford to keep showing up for free. And I understand that. And when you're already working at a job where the average salary, $35,000 a year, and you're trying to feed a family of four, and you're not getting paid, even though we know that you will eventually get your back pay, not everybody can afford or even have the access to the line of credit or the loan or whatever they need to stretch them through to the next paycheck. So the shutdown began in mid-February. Now, listen closely. That shutdown was triggered when the Democrats refused to vote for the annual Homeland Security funding bill, a bill that should have been law by October 1st of last year. It was triggered when they refused to vote for the funding bill for Homeland Security because of the fatal shootings of two Americans, Alex Preddy and Renee Good, by federal immigration agents in Minneapolis during an immigration enforcement operation. So the Democrats, rightly or wrongly, I'm not making any judgment about it, demanded some reforms. Republicans refused. And thus you started the stalemate. Now, here's what the next 42 days looked like from the outside. A whole lot of nothing. Negotiations. Collapsed negotiations. And then more negotiations. And then offers. And then counteroffers. Rejected offers. Senators running to go on to Fox News to blame the Democrats. Democrats going on to MSNBC to blame the Republicans. Meanwhile, real people just trying to go on spring break or trying to go to a business meeting from Denver to Chicago or Denver to Houston or LAX to Miami. Missing flights. Showing up 4 or 5 hours early. Standing in line. And real people also, federal employees with mortgages or car payments, who kept showing up to work without getting paid. Because if you're going to be a dedicated civil servant, that's what you would do. I've often thought, if iHeart came to me and said, oh, you know, we're kind of a squeeze right now. Could you work this week? But, you know, we'll gladly pay you. What was the old Popeye thing? We'll gladly pay you hamburger today. Yeah, we'll gladly pay you next week for a hamburger today. I don't know what my response would be. I think it would depend upon all the circumstances. If they were truly in just some short-term financial crunch, I would probably keep working because, one, I enjoy what I do. And two, I'm fortunate that I could afford to go with, well, maybe I shouldn't say that. They might be listening. So I better shut up. But some of these people can't, that's right, some of these people can't afford that. So maybe I shouldn't say it. But the pressure finally broke this week. And let me explain why. I'll be right back.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code THRIVE to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code THRIVE to borrow up to $10,000. Use code THRIVE to borrow up to $10,000.
of the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. We're talking about these 42 days of a government shutdown, which is utterly absurd, totally absurd. And I'm trying to give you a objective review of what really took place. Let me remind you, though, before we continue with that, that if you like what we do on the weekend program, I'd encourage you to listen to the weekday program, and it's very easy to do. On your iHeart app, on your computer, however you listen to radio, which is any number of ways in our modern society, search for this station in Denver with the call letters KOA, KOA. On the dial, it's at 850 AM or 94.1 FM, 850 AM, 94.1 FM, and I broadcast live from 9 to noon Mountain Time on that station. So I'd encourage you to stream us 9 to noon Mountain on KOA, 850 AM, 94.1 FM. So back to where we were. So we go 40-some days. Everybody's blaming everybody else. They're all running to their corners. They're all running to their respective, you know, cable channels. And everybody's blaming everybody else. Well, the pressure finally broke this week because the airport chaos became impossible to ignore. Spring break travel, 4 or 5 hour lines. The TSA acting administrator testified before Congress that some airports had 40 to 50% of their workforce calling out sick on any given day, and that the agency was actually asking the FAA to consider closing smaller airports entirely. So members of Congress started paying attention right around the time that Delta Airlines, and their president suspended special bypass for lawmakers at airport security. Funny how that works, isn't it? You see, as I've told my local audience, when I was the undersecretary, I had a security detail. So when I would travel, if I wasn't traveling on a government airplane, if I was traveling commercially, I did not go through security. And the reason I didn't go through security was because, one, I had law enforcement credentials, and I was surrounded by, usually traveling with, at least two security guards, security detail, who were armed. So we didn't, they didn't take their guns out and put them on the conveyor belt. We went around where an airport employee that's already been through security might go through. So we didn't walk through. Or if we did, we walked through and it just beeped and we just kept going. But of course we had to show our credentials. So we never had to wait in line. And yes, I would freely admit, oh, that was wonderful. What I wouldn't give to be able to do that today. Well, members of Congress get to do it all the time. And the airports, because remember, the airports and the airlines, but most particularly the airlines, they have an interest in doing this because airlines always have business in front of what? Well, the Department of Transportation, the Federal Aviation Administration, the U.S. Congress, the White House, the executive branch. So they provide special lines where members can be escorted through, and they don't have to deal, the members of Congress, don't have to deal with the riffraff like you and me. Well, Delta said, enough's enough. We're not going to do that anymore. And then suddenly, Congress wakes up. Now, by Thursday evening, the talks had collapsed again. And that's when President Trump, in a Truth Social post, announced that he was directing the new Secretary of Homeland Security, Mark Wayne Mullen, who Jimmy Kimmel says is just a plumber, what an idiot, to immediately pay TSA agents using funds from last year's One Big Beautiful Bill. And Trump admitted that that was not going to be an easy thing to do, because that tells you something about the legal complexity of using reconciliation money that way. But Trump said he was not going to allow what he called Democrat chaos at the airports to continue. Now, that announcement changed the math for the Senate overnight, with Trump taking the TSA payroll off the table unilaterally, regardless of whether it was legal or not. He just administratively did it. by executive order. If you wanted, if Congress wanted to challenge that, or if anybody else wanted to challenge that, you're going to have to go to court. You're going to have to get an injunction. You're going to have to fight, you're going to start fighting it, you know, in a legal manner. And to some member of Congress, while people are waiting in line for 5 hours because there's not a TSA person to screen them, or not enough TSA people, and then they find out that a member of Congress has asked for an injunction to prevent Trump from paying, it's not going to happen politically. That's the political world. That's the political boiling pot that all this was operating on. When he called it the Democrat chaos at the airport, and that he was not going to allow that to continue, whether it was legal or not, that announcement changed the math almost instantly. Because what Trump had done was, at least temporarily, and at least in the minds of the public, had taken the TSA payroll off the table unilaterally. So Senate Majority Leader John Thune, whom I have very little respect for, suddenly had a path to a deal. Just not a deal that anybody, would have designed on purpose. At 2:20 in the morning on Friday, the United States Senate passed a funding bill by unanimous consent. Now, let me explain what that means. The Senate Majority Leader brings the bill to the floor. It's ready for a vote. If he's presiding over the Senate, or somebody else is presiding over the Senate, they look out, they see there's 5 senators. Clearly not a quorum. Not enough to actually take a vote. But the bill is up for debate. So they call the question. But nobody asks for a roll call vote. So unanimous consent simply means that they say something to this effect, the chair says something to the effect that without objection, the bill is passed. And if nobody stands up and says, I object, or nobody stands up and says, I question a quorum, or I vote no, it passes. But here's what I want you to understand about that passage. There's not a voice vote. There's not all in favor say aye, all in favor say no. There's not even that. There's no roll call. There's simply a handful of senators on the floor, and they just keep their mouths shut. And let's just say it's 5 of them. Bill passes. You don't know who did or did not vote for the bill. In fact, everybody can claim they did vote for it. And they can also all claim, I didn't vote for it. And you wonder why I despise these people? Hang tight. I ain't done.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones, it's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This. Because it's infuriating, absolutely infuriating, that members of Congress have become so dysfunctional that they can't even vote to fund the Department of Homeland Security. And remember, you're talking to a guy who objected to the creation of this stupid department. I don't think we should have it in the first place. But if we are going to have it, then Congress has an obligation to fund it. And if they don't like the way a particular subset of the entire department operates, in this case, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, then they should work to make certain that that organization is obligated to follow reforms that they implement and not hold another component hostage. Because everything else in DHS was held hostage. So let's go back to what occurred when the vote occurred at 2:20 in the morning. It was by unanimous consent. It was a voice vote, no roll call, just a handful of senators on the Senate floor. And they, without anybody having to push the yes or the no button, the yay or the nay button, at their desk, the presiding chair just called for unanimous consent to pass the bill. And whether there was five or whether there had been all 100 sitting on the floor of the U.S. Senate, if nobody says a word, that's unanimous consent. It means exactly what it says. They grant unanimous consent to pass the bill. That means that you and I have no idea who would have or would not have voted for this bill to fund it, or who was holding it up. And none of them had the cojones to stand there, and if they didn't like it, to vote no and keep it closed. And you know another factor? Easter break. I know Easter's not till next Sunday. But unlike you and me, I don't get Good Friday off. I suppose I will get Easter Sunday off. But members of the Senate and the House, they work so hard they have to have 2 weeks. Now, they just came back from President's Day for at least 10 days in February. Now, in March, you got to take off again, March and April. So Chuck Schumer walked out to the microphone. No, not in the Senate, the press microphone. Chuck Schumer, senior senator from New York, the Senate minority leader, walked out to the press microphones at 2 in the morning and declared victory. No blank check, he said, for a lawless ICE and Border Patrol. Well, how stirring, Chucky. Now, we'll come back to why it's also misleading. By Friday morning, the bill crossed the Capitol to the House, and there it ran into a brick wall. Speaker Mike Johnston called it, and I'm quoting directly, a joke. He convened House Republicans. They rejected the Senate deal. They put forward their own alternative, a short-term, 60-day continuing resolution that would fund all of Homeland Security, including ICE and Border Patrol, at current levels through May 22nd. That bill passed just last night, Friday night, 213 to 203. Three Democrats voted with Republicans to pass it. Every Democrat voted no. So who's shutting down the government? The Democrats are. Now, here's what is kind of incongruous. It's kind of a dichotomy. Part of me wants the government shut down anyway. Because as long as they're not doing anything, we're fairly safe. But if we're going to have a government, and we do need a government, I'm not an anarchist, then Congress needs to step up and do their part and fund it. Why don't you focus on cleaning up the fraud? Why don't you focus on figuring out ways, if you want to reform ICE, if they need reform, then do that. But that's separate and apart from funding. Every Democrat voted no except three in the House. And then, this is the part that should really stun you. On a voice vote, on a unanimous consent, actually not even a voice, that's technically not even correct, on a unanimous consent, meaning nobody just said a word, they just kept their mouths shut, the Senate sends the bill over to the House. three Democrats join with Republicans and pass a clean, continuing resolution to fund all of DHS at full levels through May 22nd. It goes to the Senate, where they've already left, because both chambers of Congress packed up and went home for a two-week Easter recess. That's right. The Senate passed the bill that the House will not take up. The House passed the bill that the Senate won't take up. Schumer called the House bill dead on arrival. Senate Leader John Thune, a Republican, said he has no plans to call the Senate back because the math simply isn't there. So a Republican senator is reportedly going to attempt to pass the House stopgap during a pro forma session this Monday. That's the kind of session where one senator shows up to technically keep the chamber in session, and a Democrat senator is expected to be waiting to object, so that will go nowhere too. Both chambers are now in recess until the week of April 13th. Let me do the math on that for you. DHS has been shut down since February 14th. Congress returns April 13th at the earliest. That's nearly 2 months of shutdown, with no deal in sight when they return. We are now on track, or maybe already there, depending on how you count it, I suppose, to the longest government shutdown in American history for a single department. Now, here's what I need you to understand, because I think it's the single most important piece of context that both sides are either downplaying or they're ignoring it entirely. Immigration and Customs Enforcement never stopped working. Not for even one day. And here's why. Because when Republicans passed the One Big Beautiful Bill last summer, that massive reconciliation package, they pre-funded DHS's immigration enforcement to the tune of about $75 to $170 billion in supplemental multi-year funding. So that money was sitting there. Specifically because Republicans anticipated that Democrats would try exactly what they did try, to hold ICE funding hostage. So the agents are being paid. The detention facilities are operating. Deportation flights are flying. The enforcement operations that the Democrats said they were defunding, they're still running at full speed. Now, the majority leader, John Thune, said it plain Friday morning, quote, "The good news is we anticipated this a year ago," close quote. So what did Chuck Schumer actually win? He won the right to tell his base that he didn't vote to fund ICE, while ICE does exactly what it was doing the day before the shutdown started. What did he give up to get that singular talking point? Every single policy reform that Democrats claimed that they wanted. Those included no requirement that agents remove their masks, no judicial warrants before entering a home, no mandatory visible IDs, no congressional oversight of detention facilities, gone. And the Republicans correctly pointed out that you don't get to impose reforms on an agency whose funding you're refusing to vote for. So Democrats blinked on the reforms just to get the optics. And then the House Republicans wouldn't even take the deal. Now, what about the TSA agents? The people that are at the middle of all of this made-up crisis. Well, they'll start seeing paychecks on Monday. Not because Congress did its job, but because the president signed an executive order pulling money from the same One Big Beautiful Bill reconciliation fund to cover their wages. So the Congress spent 42-plus days failing to appropriate money that the executive branch just moved with a memo. That brings me to what this is really about. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Attention, business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. Paid for by Power Sales University.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. I know you have other things to do on the weekend. And the fact you listen to this program means a lot to me, and I would appreciate it if you would tell your friends and your enemies about it and get even more people to listen. And if you'd like an affiliate in your community, well, send me an email, and I'll pass it on to the affiliate folks and see if we can't get you aired in your locality. So we're talking about the shutdown. Now, I want to talk about what it's really about. This is not fundamentally a policy dispute about immigration enforcement. as much as both sides want you to believe that. This is about political leverage. Democrats have discovered, and it's not for the first time, that when you shut down a visible, high-profile government function, that creates political pressure. And Republicans discovered, and again, not for the first time, that pre-funding their priorities through the budget reconciliation process insulates them from that political pressure. And so you have a shutdown that inconveniences hundreds of thousands of travelers. It leaves federal employees without paychecks, while the underlying enforcement operations that this entire fight is supposedly about, it continues completely uninterrupted. So here's where things stand as you're listening to me. The DHS shutdown continues. Both chambers of Congress are on vacation. Now, TSA agents, you know, the TSA employees, they'll get paid Monday through an executive order. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will continue operating on the pre-appropriated funds out of the big, beautiful bill. The Senate bill that passed at 2 in the morning, it's still sitting in legislative limbo. The House bill that passed Friday night is dead on arrival in the Senate. Now, the two sides will, presumably, return to Washington on April 13th. They'll sit down, they'll look at each other across the same table, and they'll start this whole freaking process again, unless somebody blinks in the interim, and I think history suggests that's highly unlikely. Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Susan Collins, the senior senator from Maine, I think put it about as honestly as anyone has. She writes, Congressional Democrats have done real, she didn't write, she said, Congressional Democrats have done real damage to the appropriations process by repeatedly forcing government shutdowns and refusing to fund entire agencies. Well, she's right about the precedent, even if she's part of the institution that actually created the conditions for that precedent. And I think the Vice President, J.D. Vance, said what a lot of Republicans are thinking privately. The Senate filibuster is what's making this possible. Without that 60-vote threshold to stop debate, a simple Republican majority, 50-50 with Vance breaking the tie vote, or 51-49, however it might split, it could pass, but for the Senate filibuster. Now, Trump's called for eliminating the filibuster. Thune has the math against him. He doesn't have 50 Republicans that are willing to do that. So that's your answer. A 42-day shutdown, two bills passed in the same 24-hour period by the same Republican-controlled Congress, neither of which can or ever will become law. And you have a president that is now, you know, everybody gripes about an imperial president or Trump having too much power. He's simply doing what I think any president would do. He's going to pay the federal workers by executive memo. And then if somebody wants to fight that in court, go fight it in court. But at least he's showing that somebody's going to take some action. And then you have an enforcement agency that was never actually defunded. And you have 480 TSA employees who quit. People were not getting back. Because Washington couldn't do in 42 days what it should have done last October 1st. I have sat in these rooms. I know how these agencies operate and how much the people who work in them, most of them, the majority of them, to be honest, how much they work to sacrifice to do jobs that are indeed many times hard, dangerous, almost never thanked. What happened this week is not governing. It's not even compromise. It's not leadership from either party or either chamber. It's a reminder that the most dangerous thing in Washington, it's not our foreign adversaries. It's not a natural disaster. It's not even a policy disagreement. I think the most dangerous thing in Washington is a Congress that has decided that its primary function is to perform for an audience and not serve the country. The shutdown continues. Congress is on vacation. You're welcome. That's where we are. But now there's a footnote. A footnote that you're not going to like. Remember all the talk about 80-20 issues? There's another piece of legislation that is supported by Democrats, every ethnic group, every racial group, Democrats and Republicans, both sides of the aisle. And it's called the SAVE Act. It requires that you, the first time you register, now if you've already registered, it would not apply to you. But if you move and you have to re-register, it would apply to you. But if I'm still living in my same precinct, I don't move out of the state of Colorado, this bill would not apply to me because I'm already a registered Republican in Douglas County, Colorado. But if I were to move to my undisclosed location in New Mexico and I wanted to make that my residence, then I would have to prove my citizenship. I would have to show my birth certificate. I know where mine is. I can pull it up. But if I don't, I know how to get one, and I can probably get it for less than $10, less than $5, and have it certified and in my mailbox in 5 days or less. I would have to prove my citizenship to register in New Mexico. And then when I go to vote, whether I've re-registered or I'm already registered, I'd have to show a government-issued ID that says, I'm Michael D. Brown, this is my photo, poll worker, you can look at it. Here, I'll hold my driver's license up next to my face, and you can see it's me. Now, hand me my ballot. Now, without getting into the nuances of whether I'm casting a paper ballot or voting on a machine or voting with an abacus or however I might be doing, forget that. At least we would know that a citizen of the United States is voting in a U.S. citizen election. That bill? You haven't heard about it, have you? And you know why? Because this shutdown is blocking everything else. Congress isn't doing anything. I'll see you next weekend. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time span on application may vary. Online health questions required.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money and refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.